The moderate party is proposing a new tax deduction for working parents with young children. The election promise was announced at Al-Madalan on Friday. The deduction would give eligible families with two working adults up to 500 kroner extra a month, according to party leader and Prime Minister Ulf Kristersson. It would apply to families with children up to the age of 18 and would cost an estimated 6 billion kroner to carry out. It's part of a package of proposals the party says would let families with two kids keep an extra 5,000 crowns a month. The European Committee of Social Rights says Sweden has breached the European Social Charter, an international convention that guarantees and protects fundamental rights. At issue is access to healthcare for EU citizens, especially vulnerable migrants like people from the Roma community, who the committee says are treated worse than other undocumented migrants in Sweden. It was alleged by Amnesty International, among others, that they can be either denied healthcare in Sweden or billed at full cost. The committee says this amounts to indirect discrimination based on ethnic origin, and it's demanding the Swedish state and regions make healthcare more accessible. A 35-year-old man from Norway has been sentenced to life in prison for a double homicide in Gothenburg's Lunden neighbourhood in September last year, where two men were found shot dead in a car. It's linked to a long-running gang conflict in Sweden's second-largest city, and the man admitted to firing the shots that killed both men, but said he did so in self-defence. And there's a large to extreme risk for forest fires across large parts of central and southern Sweden right now, while record high temperatures could be seen in some areas. The Swedish Weather Service SMHI is urging the public to be very careful about lighting fires outdoors or using machinery that can generate sparks. And those were Friday's headlines. For a more in-depth look at the week's news, you can listen to our longer podcast, Radio Sweden Weekly, also out now in the same feed. I'm Michael Walsh. Have a safe weekend.